Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Russia observed an official day of mourning today for the victims of the attack on a concert hall last week that left at least 137 people dead. NPR's Charles Maines has more.
Throughout the weekend, Russians have brought flowers to a makeshift memorial outside the concert hall where the massacre took place. Long lines have also formed outside blood donation centers and flags lowered across the country. Outside the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, the Stars and Stripes also hung at half-staff. 2 weeks before the attack, the American Embassy shared intelligence an assault on a public space in Moscow by extremists was imminent. The U.S. now says it finds the Islamic State's claims of responsibility for the attack credible. Yet in an address to the nation Saturday, President Putin made no mention of ISIS, announcing the four primary attackers had been detained while trying to escape to meet their contacts in Ukraine. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Congress is in recess after approving a $1.2 trillion package to pay for federal programs through September. It cleared both the House and the Senate with votes from both parties, and that fact angered some House Republicans, further complicating the job of the House Speaker, Mike Johnson. NPR's Mara Liasson has more.
The hard right wing of the Republican conference in the House didn't like this bill. They also didn't like the fact that Speaker Johnson had to work across the aisle, rely on Democratic votes to pass it. And what makes Johnson's job even harder going forward is that two more Republican members have just resigned, Ken Buck of Colorado and Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin. Their seats are going to be empty till November. That means that Republicans' slim majority got even slimmer, and Congress still has a lot on its plate, including aid to Ukraine, which is another thing that a majority of Republicans in the House also oppose because Donald Trump is against it.
NPR's Mara Liasson reporting. People going house hunting this weekend may find a little bit more to choose from. NPR's Scott Horsley reports more people are putting their homes on the market despite today's high mortgage rates.
For the better part of 2 years, many homeowners have been locked in what real estate agents call golden handcuffs, reluctant to sell their home and trade a low-cost mortgage for today's much higher rates. Despite that pressure, February saw a surge in the number of homes for sale, up more than 10% from a year ago. Tom Larson, who heads the Wisconsin Realtors Association, says even with mortgage rates near 7%, life catches up to both buyers and sellers.
They've waited long enough, and they're getting back into the marketplace, realizing that interest rates are not going to come down very quickly, and they just have life circumstances that require them to move.
February home sales were up 9.5% from the previous month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory ahead of this holiday-shortened trading week. Dow futures are down about 0.1%. This is NPR News. In Nigeria, officials say at least 137 school children kidnapped last month by an armed group which demanded a ransom of almost $700,000 have been released. The attack is one of a rising number of kidnappings by armed groups that have especially targeted children. For nearly 5 years, Eastern Pacific gray whales have been washing up on West Coast beaches. Federal officials say the die-off has ended, but they're threatened by climate change. From member station KNKX, Bellamy Palethorpe has more.
The so-called unusual mortality event killed off about a third of the Eastern Pacific gray whale population. Federal scientists say there appears to be a larger cycle in which gray whales hit a limit on their population size, then bounce back. But whale biologist John Kalambakidis says there's a new wild card. Climate change is affecting the availability of food in the Alaskan Arctic, where these whales feed.
It is very worrisome that there are very dramatic changes occurring in the Arctic environment.
He says some gray whales have developed new feeding strategies, but it's not certain how many will be able to adapt quickly enough. For NPR News, I'm Bellamy Palethorpe in Seattle.
The Kennedy Center bestows its Mark Twain Prize for American Humor tonight, recognizing those who have had an impact on American life in ways similar to the 19th century writer and humorist. This year's winner, comedian and actor Kevin Hart. Previous winners include George Carlin, Dave Chappelle, and Tina Fey. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.